Today our reading is from Mark chapter 4. And we'll be reading verses 35 through 41. I know the passage is printed in the programs, and I invite you to certainly read it with me. But before we do that, I'd like you to bow your heads in prayer. Lord our God, we indeed want to be still. Be still and recognize that you are God. And in this moment, we come to you in the name of Jesus with expectation in our hearts to hear your message, to be encouraged, to be strengthened. I pray that your word will truly speak to all of us today. And God, if there's anything that might be an obstacle in our way, we're just being open and willing to open our hearts and our minds for your word. I pray that your spirit will right now take that away. I invite you to speak to us, God, now in the name of Jesus. Amen. So Mark 4, verses 35 to 41. On that day when evening had come, he said to them, this is Jesus, let us go across to the other side. And leaving the crowd behind, they took him with them in the boat, just as he was. Other boats were with him. A great windstorm arose and the waves beat into the boat, so that the boat was already being swamped. But he was in the stern, asleep on the cushion. And they woke him up and said to him, Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing? He woke up and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased and there was a dead calm. And he said to them, Why are you afraid? Have you still no faith? And they were filled with great awe. And said to one another, Who then is this that even the wind and the sea obey him? This is the word of the Lord. So let me see, how many of you would say that you are risk takers? You've gone skydiving, for instance, or you're okay with riding a bicycle without a helmet, or you've probably gone a little too fast on your motorcycle. Or you were brave enough to tell your mother-in-law what you really think about a cookie. Yeah, but you did that only once, right? You're not brave enough to do it for a second time. But there are some activities in life that are a little too dangerous for the average person to attempt. Risk takers, on the other hand, tend to run toward adventures that the rest of the world tries hard to avoid. I mean, there have always been a crazy few who would go and do what no one else would attempt. But then with the arrival of the selfie a number of years ago, something has changed in the world of risky behavior. Because the crazy ones now have cameras. It's no longer enough to experience the adrenaline rush, and then tell your story to a few buddies over a beer. It's no longer about staring death in the face, it's about getting the perfect shot of you staring death in the face. And that's the idea behind rooftoping. Not sure whether you're familiar with the term. But rooftoping describes the latest fad in death-defying behavior. Rooftoping are people who climb to some insane height, maybe the top of a very tall building or the edge of a cliff, and then they snap a picture. But it's not just any picture, okay? Most of us would snap a picture of the spectacular view, right? But the rooftopper's entire goal is to snag a selfie showing the world how high and how crazy they are. If you go to Google and go Google rooftoping images, you'll see thousands of pictures, photos of climbers smiling, you know, as their feet are dangling off the edge of a skyscraper, or as they willingly hang by their fingertips from the top of a tower. And a few years ago, a 16-year-old boy from New Jersey was arrested because he broke into the construction site of the Freedom Tower in Lower Manhattan and climbed to the top of the building one Sunday morning. I mean, in a way, Jesus was also a risk taker, if you think about it. Not like a self-indulgent daredevil, you know, taking on risk just for the sake of risk. But he did manage to find himself in a number of treacherous situations, often by his own design. And Jesus surely knew that a particular crowd would eventually get rowdy and demand more and more miracles, or that a certain religious leader would call for his arrest. And here in our gospel passage for today, from Mark, we find Jesus and the disciples in another risky moment. They packed into the boat sailing across the notoriously volatile Sea of Galilee. Why? Mark doesn't tell us why. Anything other than it was Jesus' idea. And as was likely to happen in those waters, the group found themselves being tossed about by a strong and sudden squall. And Jesus, however, was unfazed by the adventure at hand. It says in verse 38, but he was in the stern, asleep on the cushion. Jesus was in the back of the boat, sleeping with his head on a pillow. He was napping through a violent storm. And then when his disciples wake him up and say, teacher, do you not care that we are perishing? Jesus does more than calm the seas. He teaches them a lesson. He sees their anxiety and fear. And then he says, why are you afraid? Have you still no faith? Why are you scared? Don't you have any faith at all? And with these words, Jesus makes it clear that this is not just an opportunity to prove his divinity by calming the storm. It's not just a chance to demonstrate his power over nature. It's also a lesson that he wants to teach them about the nature and substance of faith itself. As they find themselves on the edge of their rooftop, so to speak, he wants to help them better understand what it means to have faith. Because you see, the disciples did what we tend to do. They were far too focused on their circumstance. They were far too consumed with where their feet were located. Were they on steady ground? Or in a rocking boat? And Jesus led them to another crazy cliff's edge? Or were they safe and sound in a synagogue, you know, where a rabbi and his disciples should be? When Jesus dragged them someplace scary, they somehow lost their faith. And yet by implying that faith was still possible, that faith was still the goal in spite of their crazy location here in a boat on the Sea of Galilee in the middle of a storm, here is what Jesus does. He makes it clear that their faith must not be in the ground on which they stand, but in the person with whom they are standing. Let me say that again. That their faith must not be in the ground on which they stand, but in the person with whom they are standing. In other words, their faith could not be contingent upon circumstance, but must be clinging to the company of Jesus Christ. As long as they were with him, they were going to be okay. But that's a hard thing to believe in the middle of a storm, right? And I don't think much has changed for the followers of Jesus. He's still leading his people to dangerous places today. Takes us to places where we are surrounded by enemies, and he urges us to pray for them. He leads us to situations where we must consider what it means to be faithful and kingdom people with our money and our possessions. Jesus goes with us to work, and then stirs up empathy toward our unbelieving friends, urging us to invite them to church. Jesus grabs our hands and pulls us into a terrifying awareness of our sins and our deep need for divine forgiveness. And Jesus walks alongside us, guiding us in valleys of death and despair and personal tragedy. Yes, Jesus is still leading his disciples, his baptized people, into some very scary places. He's still taking us all to rooftops, high rooftops. So let me ask you, where as Jesus led you to live. What scary places do you maybe find yourself in right now? What are some of the rooftops that you are encountering in your life? Maybe you or someone you love are in the midst of a cancer diagnosis. Maybe you are coming to terms with the unbelief of your child. Or maybe you're wondering if they'll ever find another job. Or maybe you're in the middle of a divorce or some other bad relationship. And let me talk to the graduates and their parents just for a moment. Particularly you high school graduates. Because hopefully you're excited to leave a part of your life behind you. You're really over this whole high school thing. And you're looking forward to some new challenges in your life. More freedom as you enter college or maybe the next phase of your life. But I'm sure there's also some anxiety. Maybe even fear of the unknown. The idea of having to negotiate new ways and expectations without the presence and the safety and the comfort of living with your parents in their home. And parents, I'm sure you're having your own concerns and fears about your child leaving the nest to go out on their own. And you can't imagine a home without them. And you will miss them. And you will be praying hard for their safety and for right choices and wise decisions. Because it's not easy, believe me, to let them go either, is it? So whether your rooftop experience is sickness or relationships or entering a new and uncertain phase of your life or seeing a child leave your home or whatever else it may be, Jesus wants you to see it not just as a dark place, but as your very own journey with him. The lesson Jesus gave to his seasick and scared disciples is the same for us today. Their journey and our journey is more than an opportunity for God to demonstrate his divine power. It's a lesson on the nature and substance of faith itself. And Jesus is asking you and me the same question today. Why are you so afraid? Have you still no faith? And he's saying to you and me, pull your eyes from the location of your feet to the beauty of your company. Because you are with me. You're not by yourself in this rooftoping experience. I'm sure your heart must be racing. I know your fears must be many. I realize that the risk is tremendous, but I want you to see me, says Jesus. I'm standing right here with you. You see, just because you believe in Jesus and follow him doesn't mean that you will never feel alone. Doesn't mean that you will never feel like you've been stranded by Jesus. Sometimes you might even think or say the same words the disciples said in the boat that day. Jesus, don't you care that I am perishing? Don't you care that I'm going to drown? We've all been there. And there's nothing wrong with asking that question, okay? But the truth is that Jesus joins those of us who follow him in every dark moment. He does not take his people where he does not reside with his people. And that's the point of the promise that ends Matthew's gospel when Jesus says this, be sure of this, that I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. He says, I'm always with you, always. I'm with you on the edge. And then just think of it this way, okay? The same Jesus who takes us to scary places has on his resume what no other risk-taking rabbi or person does, and that is an empty tomb. I mean, it's one thing to stare down death. It's another thing completely to defeat it. And if you have to be out on the edge with anyone, it might as well be the only one who has risen from the grave by his own power. So Jesus was a risk taker. And if you are following him, it means you're called to be a risk taker too. Whether you like it or not, he will often lead you to where you do not want to go. And when he does, the temptation will be to give in to fear as you focus on your feet. And when that happens, remember who is with you. Lift your eyes off of your crisis and on to Christ. So listen, no matter what stage of life you find yourself in, whether you're graduating, moving on to the next exciting chapter, whether you're about to become an empty nester, whether you have adult children who still have problems and hardships, Whether you're living with a midlife crisis, whether you're in your golden years and you're dealing with health issues, the ground beneath our feet will always give us some reason to fear. But for now, our companion, our Savior, is mighty to save. And sure, you may discover that he's napping in the boat. But what would you expect from Jesus? He's been here before. He's unfazed by fear. He's even defeated and conquered death. So, take a selfie with Jesus and realize he's always with you. And that's a very cool picture to keep with you as you take the next step in your life. Amen. Let us pray. Lord God Almighty, thank you for your word. Thank you for your son Jesus. Thank you for this story of him and the disciples on the boat when they encountered this fierce storm. And thank you that we know that he has the power to distill the storm, whatever that storm is in our lives. But often, God, the storm remains, but he wants us to know that he is always with us, even in the storm, and that he will always be with us. So help us, God, to take our eyes off of the circumstance and put them on Jesus Christ, realizing that there's no place, however dark it might seem to us, where Jesus will not walk with us. And so that's my prayer for those who are graduating from whatever class, those who are taking the next step, those of us who are dealing with many different issues, regardless of what stage of life we find ourselves in. My prayer is, God, that we will always look to your Son and see his company beside us in whatever circumstance we're in. Ask that and pray that in his name. Amen.